And now to honor America, please stand and remove your cap for the performance of our national anthem.
Every week, Louis Van Gaal's army! Louis Van Gaal's army!
Welcome to the American Red Devils podcast. I'm John.
I'm Alex.
And we're bringing you the best Manchester United news from this side of the pond.
Ooh, sir, how you doing? How you doing?
Dude, happy summer.
Happy summer. World Cup 2018 comes to an end.
Yeah. Pog Cup comes to an end.
Dude, Pog was red. Paul Pogba, world champion.
It's unbelievable. You would think Pogba won the World Cup instead of France because everyone's just... Pogba's getting all the highlights.
Hey, he had a hell of a World Cup. He had a hell of a final. And I know for all the Manchester United fans, they're celebrating like we won something.
Yeah, it's been a little while since we last talked. I think we were in the quarterfinals. So a lot has happened in the World Cup. A lot to recap. Just wanted to break it down from the top and... say, what do you think? Paul Pogba raises the cup, first Manchester United player to score in a World Cup final, as well as the first United player to be playing for United and win the World Cup since 1966. And who was that?
That was England. Three Lions, baby, back in the day.
Sir Bobby.
Sir Bobby and co. So it's been a while. I think it's been longer than most people realize. But, dude, I think Pogba had a great World Cup. Deserved to get all the credit he's getting. He's on a great team, of course, but he played great games. He probably had a slow start to the final, but he turned it on.
Hell of a final.
Dude, hell of a final.
Controversy.
Well, yeah,
handball, VAR. You know, it's all this stuff.
Better team won,
yeah, either way. It is 2018 World Cup in Russia. Putin smiles. Comes to an end in the rain there. And, hey, what a cup, what a final. Like to see a lot of goals scored. It was exciting end to end. People say this was one of the best World Cups they've seen in a long time. And I would say all World Cups are unique in their own right. This one, without a lot of big teams crashed out early. So, you know, Croatia in the final, kind of strange. Would love to see England in there. But, hey, that's the way it goes.
How about England? Given all English fans a reason to believe again. So, that was exciting. And I like the fact that, like, of course, we haven't talked about it, but they lose to Croatia in extra time as Croatia goes on to the finals. But
yeah, well, let's talk about it. Let's go. So we're going to just break down the teams that got eliminated on the way to the final, in the final, all the United players playing for them. So like you said, England lose to Croatia. It's coming home. It is not coming home.
Not coming home, unfortunately. Obviously, Lingard, Rashford, and Young all featured in that game. But what I was saying was that it was nice that they didn't turn on them once they lost to Croatia. You know, I like the fact that, like, there seems to be a positive attitude towards this generation versus the old one. The media is
Roy Keane turned on him.
Roy Keane isn't English.
What,
so
you think he's in the final?
He's always
going to make no final.
He's always going to be bitter about that.
He already had the parade planned.
But either way,
he didn't make the final.
It's only going to be good stuff for England going forward. You know, the bunch of young United players, Rashford and Lingard, featuring pretty heavily. I mean, I think Rashford should have featured more heavily. Should have started in front of Sterling for a lot of those games. But it's only looking up for the Three Lions.
Hey, how about Ashley Young, Manchester United player? People wrote him off 2 years ago. Gets an England squad, plays every game, looked good. You know, had a few good set pieces. Ashley Young, I love to see it. You know, the fountain of youth. He's at United again this year. Great to have him, and glad to see him do well. I mean, no one would have thought Ashley Young would have made that team going into, you know, the qualifiers in 2017. And, of course, Lingard stepping up, really getting the starting role. Rashford always on the bench for Sterling. Can't understand that decision. It seemed to me Rashford should have been starting for England.
I agree. I mean, if Sterling had broken his drought, first or second game, gotten the score sheet, I would have understood this decision. But game after game after game, I think... I think the coach was just sticking with something that was working, but I would have liked to see more of Rashford. But Jesse looked good, and I eat my hat, man. I was definitely calling off Young, but he had a very good World Cup, Certainly didn't embarrass himself by any means and really put some strong performances in. A lot of good free kicks, a lot of good crosses. But hey, I'll tell you who didn't have a great World Cup, because we're jumping a little bit ahead. But England lost 2-0 in Belgium in the third place game, and Jones goes on there, because it's only 90 minutes of football, I think, other than the fourth game, the last time they played Belgium, and he just got smoked by Hazard again, bro.
Yeah, I had nightmare flashbacks of the FA Cup final where he pulled down Hazard for the pen. This time he lets him stand up, and Hazard does the business. Either way, Jones at the back, you know, didn't really play in the World Cup, comes in, and he's a liability. So I think Jones should be getting the hook this season. He should be at the bottom of the totem pole at defense. Hopefully we bring in a defender. Who knows? Hopefully Bailly can stay healthy, but Jones should not be a starting option for Manchester United based on that performance. Also, Stones did give up an easy goal as well. So I think England, their defense was a little suspect. Their center back play, at least.
You know who had a decent run in that World Cup was Mr. Number 5, Harry Maguire. I know, a big fan of yours, but I'm sure his price has gone up after that World Cup he put in.
Yeah, I thought we should have snagged Maguire last season. I've been calling for him on the pod. If you're a loyal listener, know Maguire. You know, he's that blockhead. He just looks English through and through. Sir Alex would have been all over it 2 years ago. Harry Maguire to United. Now it's going to cost us $50 million, something insane. I cannot believe it. He should cost no more than £24 million, sir.
I had no idea John was scouting Hull last season, you know, before Leicester snuffed him up. But congratulations. That's a good eye, sir.
That was
a good eye, sir, because he's a hell of a player. He's young. And in that head, man, woof. You could break a wall down with that head. So
he's what Jones should be for United. Yeah. If you think about it, that type of, you know, English brute at the back, something we need, something that's always featured for United. Vidic wasn't English, but he was sure of a brute. And Harry Maguire looks to be that player. So we'll see. Like you said, England did crash out to Belgium. So it was kind of a whimper there for England at the end. And that's about right for that squad, I think. You know, they don't have any crazy, insane world-class player. Harry Kane didn't step up. Sterling didn't step up. You know, Trippier, the likes of Trippier, Ashley
played
Young
very
did.
Well. Trippier definitely played well.
Pickford played well. You know, they
Jesse,
didn't have
I
that.
Mean, Jesse played well for sure, right?
Yeah, but going forward, they didn't have that, you know, that threat. Once Harry stopped scoring, it was over for England. And like you said, they lose to Belgium, but Lukaku did feature best finish ever in the World Cup for Belgium. Lukaku had some rough touches in that match. People were kind of slating him online, but he had a great tournament. He was in ESPN's, I think, starting 11 for the tournament. Lukaku, a force we reckon with. Great to see him get a third-place medal with Belgium.
Dude, third-place medal, best ever. And, you know, the rest of the team's not young, but he is. He's only 25, and for a striker, that's young. So, yeah, I think he had his worst touches of the tournament in that third-place game, to be fair, because I think his touches were pretty good throughout the World Cup. His build-up play is starting to look real class. So Lukaku is turning into an all-around player, looking better at setting up goals sometimes than finishing, which is odd. But he's a great player. I'm a huge fan of Big Luke. Both are. So, dude, press on. Big season ahead of United.
Big season ahead. Fellaini did not feature in that third-place game, but he did feature in the loss to France earlier in the tournament. So Fellaini coming back to United. You know, the World Cup might not be coming home to England, but Fellaini's coming home.
He's coming back to England. He's coming back to United. Hoofball is still in the
mixed
menu,
emotions around the Twitter sphere. I've seen people slating him. I've seen people, you know, articles saying Jose's a genius because he played well in the World Cup. But he kind of whimpered out, similar with England. Fellaini, let's see if he can step up. Jose brings him back, and we decline to sign another big CDM. So it's all on Fellaini to do the job next year. But the most important game of them all, France did beat Croatia 4-2 in the World Cup final. Obviously, Pogba did score the winning goal, and he won man of the match for many people out there on the Twitterverse.
I would agree he was man of the match. You know, I think Griezmann got it, but dude, he was the man of the match. Set up the first goal, scored the third. He kind of had a slow first start, gave the ball away a couple times, but then in the second half, he was like lights out. These passes, dude, I mean, he had a couple absurd passes, even for him. So, dude, congratulations to Paul. Well-deserved. Tough year, right? He lost his dad, I think, 9 months ago. So I know he dedicated to him, and hopefully this shows what he's capable of. I know Jose will get no credit for giving him, like, kick in the ass like 5 months ago. You know, timely. No one's going to connect the dots. I think Gallas actually did, former Arsenal player. But dude, Pogba's stepping up big time, showing that he's a leader, and now no one can call shit on him because he's got a World Cup.
He can do anything he wants at this point. Even Roy Keane said he can wear whatever hair he wants. You win the World Cup. Kind of puts you in sort of the all-time greats here. Just hope he can, you know, harness this momentum, not let it go to his head. You know, Pogba and the ego, it's always a battle. He is big and even bigger now, and let's hope he's not bigger for Manchester United. Want him to kind of slot into that role when he gets back from that three-week hiatus that Jose Mourinho so famously said he gets. A lot of these World Cup players are not going to be coming back into the team, not going to be featuring from the start for Manchester United. And as City proved last year, every game does count. So kudos to Pogba, but how does this affect the team, sir? What do you think? Lukaku going deep, Fellaini, Rashford, Lingard going to the semifinals, Pogba as well. I mean, it's our core team, and we're not that deep. We're starting without a lot of these players, really.
Sir, we got to look. We got to look at who's going on the preseason tour, because that's basically our options for the opener against Leicester, right? Leicester is coming.
You think Chong's going to feature? You think Piero?
No. Piero might. McTominay might. You know, right? Like, we don't. Herrera's there. We'll. You know,
I haven't even thought of this, but
we'll talk about it in a second, right? Because we're going to look at who's coming on tour with us and who's going to be available. We got some of the guys that crashed out early, like Matic and De Gea. They're going to be available, supposedly. But let's stick on Paul for one last minute. You know, what do you think this is going to do for his confidence coming up in the season?
I don't want to be in the Graham Souness camp.
Please don't.
But I gotta be a little glass half empty here. We're not going to get him for the start. I mean, like, love to see him win the World Cup. He can do anything he wants now, and he should be a big player for United, and he should come back to United, hopefully re-up his deal, maybe give him a little bumper pay. He does have a menacing agent, Raiola, who's been kind of, right before the final, was kind of talking about him going to Barcelona and he wants out of United, and that's coming from the agent. That's not necessarily Paul, but it is his agent, and in the agent's interest, it's best that Pogba gets traded again,
correct,
right? Because he'll go for a higher price.
Yeah, correct.
Right, he'll go for a much higher price, 150. Now he's won the World Cup.
Oh, easy.
And let's hope that
200, bro.
You know, that childhood dream of wearing the Manchester United jersey and badge matter to him more than the potential big money deal he could do. That being said, if United were to get rid of him, I have to imagine it'd be like a swap, like an Mbappe for Pogba type deal. I would be open to that, but
you would be open to that.
This is good to do great things
be,
for
wait,
us.
You would be open to that,
Mbappe. Yeah, absolutely. He's number one in the world right now.
He's number one in the world. He's over your boy Cristiano Ronaldo.
Yeah, he is.
That.
No, as far as if
better than Messi.
As far as if you were to invest in someone who's growing over time, he's younger, more potential than a Messi or Ronaldo, who kind of are in the sunset phase of their career, still doing the business in Europe. Let's not get an Mbappe Pogba talk. I'm just talking about his confidence is going to improve. That's the question. But how does that affect his relationship with his agent? How does that affect the money that could be made if he were to be traded again? Does that go to his head? Does it affect his play at United? Mourinho is a polarizing figure. He has had beef with Mourinho in the past. Does this give Pogba leverage to not listen to Mourinho now that he's won the World Cup? What does that do to the team? We've seen Chelsea, all that stuff.
A lot of questions. So a lot of questions to be answered.
There's a lot. I want to say there's a lot of kindling here. On the fire at Manchester United. Only takes one match to let it go up in flames here. And, you know, hey, he's ours. We've signed him. He's a long-term deal. I think this is going to be great for the club either way, if he goes or if he stays. What do you think?
Wow, sir. That's a lot. It's a lot to unpack in there.
It is a lot.
You covered every single point imaginable. I'm in the camp. I'm thinking he's staying. We all know what kind of agent he has. He's got one of the dirtiest agents in the biz. For better or for worse, he got him here. He got him to United, so that's one thing. But he's always going to be one of those agents that's shopping his player around, looking for a better deal. But Pogba, dude, if Pogba left now, that would be a huge mark on his legacy, right? Because that basically means, like, you're not going to go to another team in England, because we wouldn't allow that.
I don't think he's going to leave now.
Hold
I'm just saying those
Hold
issues.
Yeah, well, there's issues.
You know what I'm saying? I'm the question is if he's going to leave now. How does it affect it? Manchester United.
How does it affect his confidence, right? Yeah. How does this win affect his confidence? My thinking is that, like, he's won the most important prize in football. Now he's won it with France. Now it's time to fill out a cabinet, baby. He hasn't won the Champions League. He didn't win it with Juve. Time to win it with United. Time to win the Premier League. I haven't won that. I think a great player, right? If you're a Messi, if you're Ronaldo, if you're hopefully a Pogba, that's how you think about it. You always have to be winning. All right, I won the World Cup. Now it's time to go on with United and win the treble, or you know, or the double. But that's what you do.
Question.
The best players in the world want to do that. They want to win everything.
Yes, I agree. But one question. If you're Paul Pogba and you look at the Manchester United roster for 18-19, you're not going to blame yourself. You're going to blame who you're surrounded with.
Dude, you act
so
like,
doesn't
we,
that
you
make
like
it
we
attractive
got Danny,
that
we got no we act like we got Danny Welbeck and fucking Tom Cleverley starting, bro.
I don't
like,
think he's going to Arsenal. You know, I would think he'd go to Real Madrid. I think he'd go to PSG. I think he'd go to Bayern. I think he'd go to like the top clubs in the world, right?
He'd go to Barca Real, I would think.
Yeah. Yeah, and he could win the Champions League with either of those clubs, right?
He could, but I think it's harder to win at United, right? Those other two teams have won it more recently. It's always going to be more difficult. And he, dude, if you leave now, you look like a coward, bro. He's 25. He's got plenty of
No, I don't think he leaves now.
Left.
I think he, I bet you he stays for the season. I actually looked up the odds. They actually have odds on this. So I want to say it's like minus 150 for him to stay, and it's plus 250 for him to go. So you're getting paid like 2.5 times your money if he leaves United this season. Now, next season, the odds even become more thin. And I think the reason because of that is if United don't compete for the league, and if we don't aren't in the late stages of the Champions League, a player like that might want out.
He might want out, but I think that's going to be a great, you know, a big reflection on Pogba's performance for that season, right? I've said this before. We live and die by Pogba. He's the most important player on our team. So if we're not competing, that means that either Pogba got injured or he had a shit season, most likely.
All right, that being said, does Pogba winning the World Cup help Manchester United or hurt Manchester United?
I think it helps. You know, I think he needed this kind of air under his wings, confident. It takes the pressure off, man. It's like, I've won it. Now it's time to just go out and play. So my personal opinion, this is going to be a big, big help for Pogba at United in England. He's going to miss the first game, probably be back for the second. But, dude, I think he's going to, like, ready to rock. He better be.
I think this helps Manchester United in the short term. In the long term, there's a lot of variables we don't know, like I mentioned. And you got to hope that he has a great break, you know, really enjoys this time, and he comes back and he's happy and he's pumped to get back in this United side. And you hope that, you know, Manchester United is humming without Paul Pogba, because it'd be good for him to see what the team improving with new players and having new energy around the club, especially with Piera, all these young guys coming in. I want to see that. I want to see Pogba be a leader for the team and step up into that captain-esque role. And obviously, you hope Mourinho doesn't play these power games with him. He's got to give him a little more space, which he's due. He's on big money. He won the World Cup. You got to know how to handle players like this. I mean, he's dabbing with the French president. You know, it's not, this guy ain't some normal Joe off the bench here.
Dude, he's Pogba, man. He's going to be bigger than a country, you know? And he, you're right. I think this has earned him like a little bit of that Zlatan, like, room. Buffer room. It's like, yo, dude, give me a little space to be managed on my own people. I'll show up and do the job. But I think it's like, he's growing up. This is a huge maturation event for Paul Pogba. So let's hopefully he can kick on for a big season.
All right. Now we've recapped the Pog Cup 2018.
It's a wrap, baby.
It's a wrap. Hell of a tournament. Hell of a World Cup. Unreal to see France win it. Pogba, Mbappe, Conte, great players.
Dude, heavy involvement from United.
Lloris. What a chump. We didn't mention Lloris. Oh.
Dude, Lloris. I was more hoping to talk about Lovren, bro.
The biggest fool in London.
Lovren, best center back in the world. World-class center back, dude, bro. Right, it's like, yeah, you don't win finals.
Dude, he's the Bentner. He's the Bentner of defenders, right. He's bro. Rubbish, like, in bro. The back. Hey, that's enough of the World Cup. It's in the past. Great summer. Now let's jump in. We got United preseason preview. We are back. Red Devils.
In the States.
Get those jerseys out. Get ready to rock. Manchester United is back. World Cup was nice, but hey, it is not Manchester United football, sir.
Dude, preseason is here. The boys are coming stateside. They're coming very local to us. California crew, American Red Devils. So we're excited about 7 p.m. preseason games. That beats 7 a.m. Sir, let's look at the games for the preseason. We have 5 preseason games coming up before the opener against Leicester on Friday, August 10th. First of which is coming up fast.
Less than a month away. I am so pumped for United football. You have no idea, sir.
Crazy.
It's back. It's like Dave Saves, you know, Tony Valencia, everyone back in red. It's good to see Manchester United, start talking about it, start thinking about it. I just got my charge on my credit card for my membership package. I can't wait to see what kind of swag they send me.
Dude, looking forward to
waiting for this Adidas contract to expire so I don't have to buy these hideous jerseys.
They're not looking much better
this year.
I want
Nike. Where's my Nike jerseys at? Dude, I have to keep buying jerseys on eBay because I can't wear this Adidas bullshit.
Give me a New Balance, bro, compared to these. I mean,
it's unbelievably terrible. Give me Under Armour.
This year's not looking very good either.
It looks so...
Preseason, so let's go.
The jersey, sir.
Sir, we'll get to the jersey.
First game. Club America. We got our Mexican foes here Thursday, July 19th.
Coming up quick, baby.
Then we got, shaking in my boots, San Jose Earthquakes MLS, mate. Sunday, July 22nd. Watch out.
What's the score on that, bro?
The over
Chong with
seven,
a brace, dude.
Yeah, easy money. Then we got AC Milan Wednesday, July 25th. That's a little, stepping it up. Then we got Real Madrid preseason Tuesday.
U system versus U system. There you go.
Tuesday, July 31st. We always beat Real Madrid in preseason, but somehow we can never go as far as them in the Champions League. I wonder why. And then we got Bayern Munich Sunday, the 5th of August. And like you mentioned, 5 days later, we have our first EPL game against Leicester City. And that is a Friday. So Friday Night Football, sir.
Dude. Nobody brings out the crowds like Manchester United. So who else did you have open the Premier League season? We didn't even
win. I was there.
19 points off first, and they still start with us.
Wonder
why.
Oh, we could be in the Community Shield, sir. But we're not. It's like, what happened to that? I'm used to the Community Shield,
sir. We're so used to being in it. But would you want to be the Community Shield?
No, I'd rather play Bayern Munich.
With the squad we got?
Yeah, no, no silverware. It's tough. It's tough, tough pill to swallow.
Well, let's change that.
365 days, no silverware.
Let's change that.
No taste.
Yeah, it's not quite 11. It's not
silverware.
It's not quite like a Tottenham 11 years or, Liverpool 14
years.
But let's
still not a good trend. It's still not a good trend. They got to buck that trend.
Let's fix that, sir.
FA Cup.
Let's get the season going.
At least they lost to Chelsea. Phil Jones penalty.
What happens? You start Phil Jones, bro. All right, who's coming? So this is what the squad looks like right now. Taking into account all of the fallout from all of our World Cup starters. So, goalkeepers, we got three. We got Romero coming, the young lad, Joel Piera, and then old man Lee Grant, new signing in him, 35 years old.
Yeah, big signing from United this summer. It's been action-packed, Lee Grant.
This guy.
All right, defenders, Tony Valencia, Matteo Darmian, Diogo Dalot, Timothy Fosu. I'm going Fosu mental. Roshan Williams, Chris Smalling, Eric Bailly, Alex Twanzabi, Dimitri Mitchell, Luke Shaw. You like that, Twanzabi? You like
that
pronunciation, sir?
It's pretty easy. We got a lot of depth, actually, in defense. That's probably the one area that we're looking better situated in than the other areas.
Sir, who are you most excited to see in preseason for defenders?
For defenders, I want to see...
Darmian.
No, I want to see the new lot. Diogo Dalot, dude. I can't wait to see Dalot, 19-year-old signing from Sporting Lisbon. Looks the real deal. Mourinho said he's one of the best youngsters in his position for his age group. So, dude, we'll see. What do you think? Who are you excited to see?
Fosu Mensah on loan at Crystal Palace last season. I think he could be a starter for United or bench player in the least. We need depth at defense. I think he can do a role at right or left back. I'd say, try him out at center back, too. He can even play CDM as well. He's just a beast mode. He's the Marshawn Lynch of the EPL, young, upcoming United player. On a second, I'd like to see, Twanzabe as well.
Yeah,
I'm excited to see this youth because it's like you got to see him in action. We got to start playing him or we got to be signing defenders, which we have not done. Moving on next, we got midfielders. In the lot, James Garner, Ander Herrera, Andres Pereira, Scott McTominay, Ethan Hamilton. We got some world beaters on tour here in the midfield, sir.
Quite a list. I mean, Garner and Hamilton, of course, are academy lads that are coming for the first time on tour. So it'd be good to see what they're made of. Herrera, old standby. Dude, love Herrera, biggest troll we got. Pereira back on loan from Valencia, which is exciting. He's kind of like a new signing in a way because... Dude, this is his season. If he's gonna be a Manchester United player, he's got to step up now. And there's a void right now. Pogba's gone for 3 weeks, so let's see. Let's see what you got, lad.
I think he's gonna be. I think he's gonna be lit City.
And McTominay,
if Mourinho plays Pira.
I think he will. I mean,
I think it'll be very good
once Modric comes back. But you basically start, you start Herrera, Piera, McTominay. But I think we'll see quite a bit of all of those lads.
Yeah, you'd like to see the Pogba, Matic, Herrera, maybe swap out Herrera for Piera. See that flavor, McTominay for Modric. You know,
I mean,
you kinda,
Fred, I mean, I hope Fred's going to be starting in my mind once he gets here. So,
yep.
That's exciting looking. I don't know much about Gardner or Hamilton, but that's the good thing about preseason. We'll see quite a bit of them, I would hope.
Yeah, but it's, despite not a lot of depth on tour, you're starting to think of those combinations and that depth in the EPL. And we're going to, Jose can find the best 3, 4, 5 players out of that lot for the EPL, the Champions League, all the cup competitions. So it's good to see we have a lot of depth there. And good luck to Piera. I hope he fires up in preseason.
Dude, Thursday, bro. It's coming up quick.
Yeah, and forwards, we got Tahith Chong. That's an LVG signing back in the day. Dutch product.
You got it.
Angel Gomez, or Angel Gomez, as he prefers to be pronounced. Juan Mata, the special one, hasn't left yet. Anthony Martial, Mason Greenwood, and Josh Bahoui. Sir, who are you most excited to see?
Chong.
Chong.
I mean, I want him to see Martial back on the field smiling, but I want to see Tadith Chong because there's an absurd amount of hype around him. Greenwood as well, the 16-year-old who's like rising through the ranks over the last year in the under 21, under 18. But Chong is definitely like, dude, he's like a skinny Fellaini. He's got the fro, but he's got far more moves in his book, and he plays on the right wing. So,
yeah, I mean, it looks like a solid squad for preseason. Unfortunately, I'm not going to be making the trip down to Santa Clara, as it is a insane drive. I prefer to fly to Manchester to watch him in at Old Trafford versus the preseason. I will be watching, however.
Oh, we'll watch every preseason game, but it's, in some ways it's easier to go to London. In some ways, it's easier to London than go to the South Bay.
I mean, as much as I love Dimitri Mitchell and Josh Bahoui,
I do like Mitchell, though.
You know, I would prefer to be flying out. So, like we said, a lot of highlights here. On the forwards, I think I'm going to go Angel. I think he broke into the bench, at least last season. It looks like Mourinho slating him to be the next youth product to break into the starting 11. Tahith Chong didn't even get a bench spot on the bench last year.
No,
so
that's true.
Hard to say what Mourinho thinks, but I do think Angel is more likely to break through in a Mourinho side, and I'm most excited to see him light it up. But you never know. Usually preseason starts out, we all have our biases here, and then there's usually a breakout player we wouldn't have thought. So maybe Ethan Hamilton, maybe Roshan.
Maybe Piera.
Yep.
Yeah, so it's exciting. It's also good because McKenna, right? McKenna's been promoted. He's making the trip for the first time with Mourinho.
And Carrick.
And Carrick, of course. And he knows who's legit in the academy. So he probably brought the best of the best with a chance to shine.
And Mourinho looks happy. I've seen some photos of him. He looks like, it's kind of strange. He was doing commentary for RT. I watched
mean
that.
Muggin.
And he seemed very happy. He was at training, seemed like very light. A very light Mourinho versus the dark. I mean, maybe he saves that for the pressers. But I think Mourinho should start embracing it a little more. Only bring out that dark side of Mourinho when he needs it, like Sir Alex. He was able to bottle it a little more and kind of use his aggression more tactfully than Mourinho, kind of his temper tantrums, if you will. Hopefully he can calm it down a little bit.
Sir, maybe this is the new Mourinho. You know, it's like, I think using that kind of like dark storm cloud is best when it's not all the time, right? When you use it in like in degrees, right? With the press or if a player is like acting up and you need to like give him the hairdryer. But it's good to see this Mourinho. You know, I think going to California, a little California sunshine certainly won't hurt either.
Yeah, it's also the youngsters, too. So he doesn't have any egos battling. It's not as serious with the World Cup because you have players out of the team. They're coming back in. They're going to get integrated. And on that topic, the only players we're going to see back for the opener of the EPL are going to be Modric and De Gea because they're obviously knocked out early. So everyone else is kind of off in la-la land. I hope Rashford makes it back early. Seems to me he's hungry. You know, I don't think he wants the vacation. Lingard's going to take it. Pogba's going to take it. But, you know, something tells me Rashford might be back early. And another player we haven't discussed coming up, not coming up, but looking pretty fit these days.
Who are you talking about? Shaw?
Luke Shaw.
Luke Shaw. We're going to get to it in a second. We get to United in the news, but he's got something to prove. Apparently he turned down an offer from Everton. I was like, nah, dude, I want to prove it at United.
I mean, he's said that every year. I mean, 4 years in a row. Even Luke Shaw's coming up.
He's coming up.
It seems like a broken record. But hey, maybe first, second, third, fourth, fourth try is a charm here.
We'll
you
see,
never
sir.
Know.
We'll see.
Luke Shaw, but
he got some new chompers.
We're due for some players.
You see that, by the way?
Us,
you know? You see Luke Shaw's new teeth?
That's what it is.
He looks
weird.
He went to Firmino's dentist, bro.
Looks strange. I don't know. Yeah, especially in the land of fucked up teeth, you know. Hey, well, let's move on. United in the news. Let's get to the transfer news, the scintillating rumors that we have. All are linked to the biggest players in the world, all around the world. United spending big money this summer.
Big money.
To kick it off, the top news item we have in the transfer market, United agree terms with Ajax over the sale of Daley Blind. That's right. Huge price tag on Daley Blind. £14 million could be £19 million per ManchesterUnited.com. And when you know Daley Blind's the big article in transfer news, there's not a lot of news.
Well, sir, I was trying to start with something positive because I know the next thing's going to get you really upset.
So we got $14 million in the bank. All right.
What we got?
On.
Who are we buying?
No,
well,
Manchester United.
Hold on a second. Let's Daley Blind. Thanks for everything. Won the FA Cup, won the Euro. Good squad player. Just never had the speed to really compete in the Premier League. Best of luck, mate.
Give me a break. Daley Blind came in.
This guy. He's like, they've been in the Schneiderlin, bro. He won more than Schneiderlin, I'll tell you that.
Yeah, I mean, okay. For the praise you gave him, I got to slate him. He was a good squad player at United. Never really broke through. And yes, if you're playing in an Everton or you're playing in a mid-table team, he could do a job. I mean, obviously, Schneiderlin was terrible, but Daley Blind, not Manchester United caliber, but he did have to slot in because we didn't have enough Manchester United caliber players on the field. So good on him. A lot of great memories. Daley Blind, enjoy your retirement at Ajax. And one of those LVG artifacts we're getting rid of. They're all leaving. I'll let you know.
Put it in the – I mean, most of them are left,
the
right?
Moyes artifacts stay. Moyes made better
he
moves.
He did better than Van Gaal, dude.
Yeah, so everyone's
the pie's gone.
Yeah.
Schneiderlin's gone. Who else is gone? Schweinsteiger's gone. It's like,
yeah,
wow, what a mess.
It's pretty. And Darmian's going.
By the
as
way,
well.
By the
Darmian's
way, by the way,
well.
He scrapped the Toni Kroos purchase for Schweinsteiger. So that's all I want to say.
Yeah, it was.
Van Gaal.
It's been a hard 5 years. That's all I gotta say. We don't need to pick.
We're
it apart.
Due. We're due. We're due.
Next
big
article:
year.
Cristiano Ronaldo agrees to join Juventus on four-year deal worth €60 million. United. I've heard conflicting reports on whether they were interested. And we'll never know how it played out, but I had one that said that Jose was actually interested in him. We couldn't get it done. I've heard others where Jose was the reason why we didn't want Ronaldo. Obviously, on that money, he's pretty pricey. But, you know, my opinion is going to say if there's a player like that trades, you best be getting a Bale or a Conte because we got to be trying to win big things with Manchester United and closing that gap with City, closing that gap to Real Madrid for the Champions League. And when you see players like this move in the market and we're not even near them,
hard to say. Hard to say how close we were. Hard to say, you know, how much
we could have got him if we wanted
him. How do you know? You don't know that. You were talking about 1 year deals, bro, and he got a 4 year deal worth a quarter of a
billion.
I bet
you if we gave him that money, he would have come.
Yeah, well, do we want to give him that money? You want to give him a quarter of a billion?
Manchester United has quite a bit of cash, and I actually looked up the financials the other day, and we're around $270 million in free cash flow. So
we got plenty of money.
A year, right? So that means United could potentially spend $270 million in the market a year and break even, and we've spent...
Yeah, I think about wages, though. But anyway...
No, that includes wages, right? Because that's operating expense. We're talking about transfer fees. Transfer fees fully can be paid. You know, obviously... Manchester United could easily afford this, especially with the jersey sales and the sponsorships that we would get from it.
Sir, but Milan, Manchester is not Milan, bro. So at the end of the day, it's like he did Manchester. I bet he's good on like dreary North.
I agree. I totally agree.
I think that was a big part of it.
I think it's a better story for his career. I think he goes to Italy. I think he goes to another team. He wins there. I just think that if United went hard at him, I bet you we could have got him back, and it didn't even sound like we were interested. And you would have heard United interest. If it existed, you would have heard it.
We heard it months ago.
I don't think we were interested, and this summer we have, 22 days, and we got a lot of questions to answer. So
why did they shorten that window again? Why did they decide to shorten that window by 3 weeks?
That was ridiculous that he shortened it.
No one else did?
It's absolutely insane, but hey, we got to deal with what we got to deal with. The World Cup just ended. I'm surprised there's rumors aren't everywhere we're in for all these top players. Ronaldo, good luck at Italy. You know, would love to have him back. I totally think we're a contender for the title and the Champions League instantly if he's in our side. 4-year deal sounds like a bad deal, but if he's in our side this season, we're a threat for both of those. Right now, if players get better, if we're in form, we are a threat. But buying to catch up with City, you know, I don't see us doing it, and that I have a lot of, obviously I have a lot of questions to ask about it, but you know,
John's not happy with the deal. We know where he stands.
So what if Bale does it? You know, if Bale moved, I'd be just as upset, right?
Bale's staying, bro.
But if Bale went to Italy, I'd be just as upset if we weren't trying to get him. Right?
Well, it'd be one thing if we actually like went for it and lost out. And that's one thing, because you can't fight against that. It happens all the time, bro. We're not going to win every player. A lot of players will decide to go somewhere else over us. But if you're not even in for it, that's what you're upset about.
Exactly.
I'm not as upset, because I think it was the 4-year deal that probably turned off United. But you're right. He's the top player, best player in the world. Will probably be the best player in the world for still another year or two at least, because he's a beast. He's like 34 and looks 24.
Yoke City.
I know it.
And also my argument would be, if we won the EPL last year and made it to the semifinals of the Champions League, I would not be as upset if we weren't in for Ronaldo, right?
Yep.
But we didn't win any silverware. We were miles off the title. We got bounced by Sevilla. We have a lot of room to make up. And these 22 days are going to be critical for trying to do that, especially with players out for the World Cup. And I'm not seeing a lot out there on the in the rumor mill. So maybe Eddie's doing a good job. Or maybe we're just planning on bringing players
up.
We
didn't hear shit about Lukaku until 5 days before.
But
he
was available?
Done.
I think this summer's done. World Cup summer's always strange.
They are, because everyone leaves it until the end, and once it ends, right? The World Cup's over now. Now it's gonna be funny season. So we're just getting going, Red Devil fans, because it's gonna be a long. It's gonna be a short summer, right? We got 3 weeks, but it's gonna be a long summer in those 3 weeks.
It seems like it's gonna be a short summer all around for me. All right, next article: Alexis Sanchez, United striker, misses start of U.S. tour because of visa issue. That's right. Alexis Sanchez doesn't have enough freedom to make it to the United States these days.
Visas are tough these days to come by, Sanchez. Don't worry. It's not personal, man.
It's not personal.
We're making it tough for, you know, he confessed to, like, tax issues in Spain, which apparently this is associated with. But it's not just you, Sanchez. There's quite a queue at the moment for visas.
I heard that this was because we might be dealing Sanchez.
No, that's not true. It's because of this.
No, I know, but I'm just saying that I
that's what you heard before we knew what it
this
was.
This is like rumor mill, so you know.
Rumor.
And BBC's rumor has it. BBC's not fake news, so I think you're right. All right, next item. Luke Shaw impresses Jose Mourinho by getting new teeth. No, just kidding. Smashing Manchester United's preseason fitness test per the Metro.
Smashes.
He must be talking about the beep test.
Great shape, apparently.
Great shape.
Top marks in the beep tester.
Hey, I remember when he was in really good shape for LVG, and then he broke his leg in half. That was a very sad day for Luke Shaw's career. Let's hope he still got some mojo. And hey, this season might be his season, and a lot of other players' seasons. We're counting on players stepping up, the Fellainis of the world, the Shaws of the world. You know, if these players come to shine, Manchester United will do very well.
We will do. That's all we need. You imagine Pogba, Lukaku, Sanchez, Daley Blind all played up to their ability. We'd be crushing it. So that's all we need. Last bit of news in United in the News. Blow for Manchester United as Real Madrid want Gareth Bale to stay, according to the Times. So I saw this coming. I think we all did after the Ronaldo news, right? They were not going to deal Ronaldo and Bale in the same window. So we got to look elsewhere for that right wing.
Depending who they can get in. And I could see this getting crazy at Madrid towards the end of the summer, because they kind of let that happen. Similar to the Fax incident, where they end up just trying to deal, you know, if they can get an Mbappe or Neymar, they might deal Bale in some sort of crazy price, probably like 100 million. In that scenario, I imagine we have to be in.
Oh, yeah.
For Bale.
Oh, yeah.
And if we're not, I would obviously be concerned. But Gareth Bale doesn't excite me too much. Injury problems, you know, like same with like Bailly, like certain players just have injuries. Like Gareth Bale has injuries, so you're buying a world class player when he's healthy.
But he's world class?
You know, you look at Ronaldo day in, day out, playing for the team.
We're not talking about Ronaldo anymore.
But I'm saying, like, there's a quality to Bale that makes me
no, the injury
worried
is a
about
real thing.
Buying
it's a real thing,
yeah,
right? Because it's like certain players just always get injured, and unfortunately that, you know, deteriorates their price tag, deteriorates their worth, right? If you miss half the season every year,
it's not going to deteriorate his price tag. Real Madrid will want top-notch from even more money they paid. I bet they'll want more than £100 million. Easy.
I think they'll...
They play tough ball. They're Spaniards. They're full of it. You know, they just negotiate like they're insane. They're just like, pay the most.
Anyway.
They're very, you know... Real Madrid's always like that.
No, they do. They expect you to pay top dollar. But yeah. I think you can get Bale for, like, Ronaldo money because he's injury prone. You know, $100 million.
I think he'd probably be more.
We'll see. We'll see. He might be dealt. Might not. But
because Ronaldo left because Ronaldo hated Real Madrid and wanted to leave. Right. That's the reason why they took a cut rate deal for Ronaldo is because they had to get rid of him.
That's fair.
Right. Bale.
Yeah, they released. Yeah, they lowered his release clause because he asked him to. Right. Because like.
Yeah.
They
no.
Lowered
I think
from $1 billion to $100 million.
Yeah, and there was it was an exemption for Italy, basically. England and Spain, it was $1 billion.
Okay.
There yeah, and then they had different release clauses for different leagues around the world. All right.
He knows the ins and outs. He knows everything about the
questions.
Ronaldo deal.
Angela from Brooklyn, New York. How do you think our transfer window is going? What grade would you give it, and what do we need? What grade would you give it currently, and what would you need to get an A?
Wow. What a question from Angela. I think thus far it is at this point in the window and compared to other people, it's a B, right? You've addressed two very important areas.
A B.
B minus. Thus far, but the window's not over. If it was done tomorrow and Lee Grant was our last 22 signing,
days,
it would be
tight.
It would be an F. It would be
it's tight, sir. It's tight.
Sir, of course it's tight. But 20, I can't believe it's 22 fucking days. Why did they, do they shave off? No, it's till the 10th, bro. Yeah.
It's
3 weeks. It's like, yeah.
No, I'm. I mean, I'm
good. Madness. Hold on a second, but I would. I mean, we got to sign a left back, a center back, good ones. If we sign very good ones of those, and I'd be okay with us not signing a right winger. I think if you sign like a world class left back and a world.
So you think we're
if we sign Sandro and Alderweireld, I can't say his name, but that guy
Toby
on Spurs, that's an A for me.
That's an A. No right wing.
I can live with it, dude. I think that's like an A minus.
So for me, I think we're. I mean, for a full Manchester United summer, like I said, and when I mentioned it earlier,
at this point,
we have not won a trophy last summer.
I'm aware,
and we weren't close to the league, and we Sevilla in the Champions League. So if I were to give us a B, it'd be like a B would be. Three Fred type players, you know,
$350 million players.
Yeah, $350 million would be like a B, and we have one, and like
three more
more. No, two more would be a B. We have one of them, and we have like a prospect, like right back. Basically, this is a D. This is like a C minus, and I think the World Cup. You have to take into account the World Cup delayed everything.
It does,
but at this stage right now, like in order for me to give an A, we would need, in addition. £50 million center back, £50 million left back, and a world class right winger, like attacking player, Willian, $75 million, $80 million. That's an A. And that would help us win the league, win the Champions League. That is what we need to do in a summer to get to that level. And Mahrez going to City for $69 million. What was the number? £60 million plus. Like, do they need a Mahrez?
Of course
no.
Not. Of course not.
But it's like, we need Amaras more than they do.
Do we? Do we?
We do.
Do we?
Yes, we do.
This is appropriate
we
for the
need
next.
A world-class right
this
winger.
Is appropriate for the next question. Lewis from Oslo. If Bale is a no, who do you want to sign on our right wing? And I'm going to answer that first. I don't want to sign anyone on the right wing. Because you know you just play on the right wing? Play fucking Sanchez on the right wing. Play Martial on the left wing and play Lukaku up top. Sanchez can play on the right.
How did that trio work out last year?
We didn't play him on the right. We never played that trio together, bro. Maybe once.
No, I know, but we've I think from the getting into the transfer market, the major concern of United fans right now is if I woke up today after the World Cup final and there were articles that like Eddie Woodward is gone to work, we are in for all these players, smoke screens, doing it all, trying to get that left back, Perisic, Sandro, in for them all. Like we have to be in for them all at this point. We have seen it has been insanely quiet. Usually
the World Cup ended yesterday. Yesterday.
It's a shorter transfer window, sir.
I'm just,
20
no, I
days.
Know that,
20
I know that,
days.
But that's self-inflicted. That's a self-inflicted wound, bro.
The only transfer news I've seen is Daley Blind going to Ajax and Pogba being shopped to Barcelona by his agent. That's the only news I've seen. And it's like, we need to be
well,
in for
Castle,
Perisic.
Castle
we
said we agreed
for...
to Sandro's deal 10 days ago. Now they're like, they're trying to get the, you can tell they're trying to get their number down, right? Because they're saying like, oh, PSG now agreed terms. And, or Sandro's going to, like, you can tell that they're trying to, they're whittling that deal down. And they said, now we're in for Perisic again, right? That's coming from the United camp.
No, right? I know. For me, I'm just concerned because to get that A, the players I listed, like we need a Ronaldo, Bale, you know, Willian class player.
So that's what you want? You'd take Willian?
I would take Willian, but my point is we need these players.
$75 million for a 30-year-old?
Sir, it's not about their age. It's about the opportunity cost of not winning the league, right? It's like it's been 5 years, and we spent a lot of money, and a lot of those players we spent a lot of money on have left, and there's always going to be turnover, but there's been insane amounts from the LVG tenure. And we need to really put our foot down and continue to spend in the summer, get big names, bring them in. They're not all going to work out. Sanchez might not work out. We got to bring – Di Maria didn't work out, you know?
Yep.
We got to bring in these players and find a team because we have to challenge for the league. That is the way it goes. We have more sustainable cash flow than any other team, and the only way we can outlast them is keep spending. And I'm nervous this summer. I was happy last summer. We definitely got like a solid B+.
Dude,
this summer I'm concerned because, you know, big players are talking about leaving. Conte's thinking about leaving Chelsea. Hazard's thinking about leaving Chelsea. Ronaldo bounced. A lot of players are moving, and we're not in for any of these players. Like, there's conversation about Neymar to Real Madrid. Obviously, I don't want Neymar, but we're not in for these players. And these are the top 10 in the world.
Well, I heard we were in for Neymar, bro. Says who? We're not in for Neymar. I heard we're in for Neymar. I heard we're for Mbappe.
Most likely, they're
coming to
Real. It
depends on who you trust. All I'm saying is it's too early in the window. It's like basically a normal window would have been halfway through, right? Actually,
you realistically can't get business done. Like it takes 2 weeks to get business. 2 weeks to get business.
So
done,
that's all I'm saying.
That's the problem. It's really like the time crunch.
I know, but
you're
they're not
getting people
in 2 days.
They're not
starting today, bro. They're not starting today. So like you have to keep that in mind. The World Cup finished yesterday. Let's see how this plays out.
If I was
out.
A betting man, I would say like Sandro falls through, can't get Perisic done, sign Maguire for like $60 million on the last day, and that's like what we.
That's
have
it. You
want to
bet on that? I'll take that bet all
no,
day.
No,
bro.
I can see that. A lot of deals not materializing, and then we like splash the cash for like a defender on like the last day, whether it's Alderweireld or like Maguire. That's like kind of the big money in league move. The biggest issue I have is that people should be holding up United jerseys this week if we were going to be getting a B for our transfer ranking.
Right, you start the tour. I assume we show off the new stupid sleeve sponsor, we would have had a player with it, right?
Yes, and I'm sure they were waiting
for
that.
I did assume that.
Yeah, and I'm sure, dude, we were in for Griezmann. Griezmann doesn't go. I mean, the reason for my concern is I don't see the players out there that are available to be purchased. Do you see players out there? Like, Willian isn't going to move, probably.
Well, all the players we want are from our rivals, and they don't want to sell to us. Or, I mean, I think Juve would sell Sandro to us, but we have to agree on a fee, right? Because they just bought Ronaldo. He's probably surplus. Center back is tough,
Darmian,
dude. We're trying to buy
to.
From Spurs, right? That's, like, not easy.
Or Leicester.
We're going to get shit. I think you do the fucking Maguire deal now. Tomorrow, right?
He's going to cost 50 and United will want to pay 40. So it's a question of doing rush business. I think as the window closes, you're forced to pay full ticket. Usually United can kind of wait it out and say, oh, Leicester wants 50. We'll give him 40. Kind of play this kind of guessing game, you know, art of the deal. And then move on from there. But because there's such a short time period, and there's not that many players out there, I do think we're going to have to overpay a lot for a defender. The left back, there's two on the table right now. You know, we didn't get Perisic done for whatever reason. Mourinho also was on RT, said, I want the player, please come to United.
Right.
Right?
He did.
Sounds like it's up to Perisic, you know?
I don't know what that was. Last year, I think it was the board squashing it. But now, it's like we're at the point where we have to overpay for players. That's just part and parcel of the game, right? If we want to get a player in... Anyway, you want to get a player in this week anyway, so you can send the preseason with the other players, get some time in it, you know, ideally. But I think at this point, we just take whoever we can get if it fits the team.
Okay, and so the next the follow up to that question would be like, if this is it for the transfer window,
that's it.
If
those
this
three,
is it,
those three, that's an F, bro.
Fred, Dalot. Well, you gave it a B so far.
I gave it a B thus far. Assuming we're gonna have more purchases.
If that's it. How do you feel about the league? If we can't bring in a defender, if we can't bring in a left back or a right winger, I mean, what do you think?
You're going to need a lot of stars to align, bro.
You're going to need Sanchez to score 30 goals.
No, you need him to score 20. You need like Lukaku to score 30. You need Rashford to score 15. Martial to score 15. You need Luke Shaw to have a bang-on season. You need Lindelof to have a bang-on season.
Lindelof.
Right?
Come on, Lindelof.
Like every star, Fred needs to not have any kind of like lag between the where did he play? He played in the fucking Ukrainian league. You know what I'm saying? It's like everything needs to align at the same time, which I think is not going to happen, probably.
Yeah, and you know,
and City not like you need City to like not get 100 points again.
My concern is literally looking over the Blues, looking across town, looking at Manchester City. I mean, I just see their squad, and I've seen their talent in the World Cup and Sané, who didn't make it. And I do think that short of what you laid out, like everyone improving insane amounts, people putting up insane numbers, it's a gap to fill here. And so that's why, you know, you say it right. I'm frustrated with the transfers. I'm freaking out a little bit.
I'm a little nervous.
I'm a little nervous, but you know, I am a Manchester United fan through and through. We should be competing for the league every year. If we did not the prior year, we need to open up the coffers and spend that money. Eddie, get out there. I know you're a listener. Get out there, spend that cash.
Do it.
We need some world-class players, mate. A long way to go, sir.
Sir, we'll be doing a pod in a week. We'll ask the same question in a week, sir.
What do you think? You think we're going to sign someone in a week?
Maybe.
Don't think so.
Maybe.
I'm going to go.
Maybe a left back.
You're going to take it? You're going to take it? Sign a left back?
Maybe. Hopefully. I hope, sir. I hope. If it's a week from now, we're not any closer.
Okay, I'll give you, not jersey photo, but I'll give you.
Like a Craig Norwood. Norwood by next week.
I'll give you.
That's fair. That's a good one. Come on, take that, do it.
Craig Norwood.
Craig Wood Norwood's like.
No, he said Sandro's done, though.
No, he didn't. No, that was Duncan Castles.
Duncan Castles. Okay, I'll give you a Norwood announcement in a week. That seems 50-50.
That's a good deal. Yeah, I'll take that deal. I'm going to say no announcement. We're shaking right here over the pod.
We're trying.
Reaching for straws.
We're reaching for straws. This club, we need to be in. We need to be competing next year. A lot's on the line. World Cup players out. Transfers, a lot of business to be done. And you know where to listen to the riffraff. You know where to listen to the banter. We're going to be breaking it down in a week. We got preseason, Club America.
Hopefully some signings to break down, but we're going to do what we do in the meantime.
And we'll be kicking a blue.
And Chelsea.